Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As Black Friday and Cyber Monday approach, the formal start of the holiday shopping season, the National Retail Federation looked at consumer confidence and concluded holiday sales will increase about 4% from last year. So do more sales mean better seasonal jobs and higher wages for workers? Andy Challenger is vice president of Challenger Gray and Christmas. He joins us from Chicago. Andy, is there really someone at your firm named Christmas?
Long ago partner, no longer involved. Now it is just Challengers now.
Well, it's a nice touch. So how is the holiday hiring looking this year for the seasonal workers?
We think holiday hiring is going to be fairly strong. We always see a really big spike in employment in retail during the last couple months of the year. It does look like this spike might be slightly down from what we've seen last year or the last couple years. But overall, hiring in the sector has actually been pretty good despite some major changes in the retail sector.
And talk about the role of Amazon in seasonal hiring, but also how that spreads out to everyone else. When Amazon kicks in, how that affects everyone else.
Yeah, well, e-commerce in general has transformed the industry. It's going through a major pivot right now. We saw over 6,000 brick-and-mortar store closures in retail just this year. But at the same time, the retail sector's been the number one hirer of all industries across the country because they're shifting operations from these kind of front-of-the-store brick-and-mortar jobs of sales associates, cashiers, and they're doing a lot of hiring in the back, in warehousing, in shipping and handling.
Right. Amazon is going to be hiring 120,000 seasonal workers this year. But when Amazon is doing more, that means UPS does and FedEx does. We're reading UPS will hire 95,000 temporary employees, FedEx 50,000. And as you said, a lot of these new jobs are, you know, related to online sales.
Exactly. And all the big box retailers are competing for that same diminishing pool of labor to serve these temporary job roles during the holidays. Unemployment across the country is about 4.1%. It means there's job shortages in a lot of metro areas. And so all these retailers are now competing with Amazon, with UPS and FedEx to get people in the door ahead of the holiday season.
Yeah. A couple other numbers. Target hiring 100,000. Macy's hiring 18,000 to work at fulfillment centers, because you go to Macy's, you hardly ever see a salesperson there. But there are still things we're reading that people want to go to a store for. They don't want to shop online, like makeup.
Absolutely. Those jobs are not going away, but they are being diminished in certain areas with store closures. People with great customer service, sales associates that have worked the makeup displays at Macy's for every holiday for years, you know, don't necessarily have the same skills that Macy's needs in the warehouse and in the fulfillment centers.
Right. But how often do these seasonal jobs become real jobs? We were reporting earlier in the year that this is a year when they might translate into full-time jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. We expect this year, more than ever, employers are going to be hanging on to the employees that they hired during the holiday season because employment's so low. The cost of hiring employees, getting them trained before the season, and then just to let them go is too expensive right now to see as much turnover as we've seen in the past couple of years.
Is it too late to sign up for a seasonal job?
The hiring has been moving earlier and earlier in the season. It's not quite too late, but most employers want to have people trained before Black Friday. So a lot of those jobs are gone. But again, there's a ton of turnover within retail in particular. It's one of the highest turnover industries. So if you've tried to go get a job and weren't able to, smart to go back again a couple weeks later and try, because those jobs often reopen.
And what does that mean for those people? When might they see benefits? When might they see what comes with a full-time job?
Yeah, those benefits aren't usually included in temporary positions, although wages are slowly on the rise for these temporary holiday positions. Benefits are not usually included. But for a lot of people, this is a really good opportunity to get in the door of these retailers. In some ways, feels like a 2-3 month even interview where you're being tested in some ways. But if you get to the other side, often full-time jobs can be just around the corner.
Oh, that's see it as a 2-3 month interview. Excellent. Andy Challenger, Vice President of Challenger Gray and Christmas. Andy, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.